Welcome back to Amolodox Podcast. My name is Jacqueline Odhiambo, founder Cartech Services Limited, Kenya. Amolodox Podcast is all about enlightening and transforming our workspaces into digital space and eliminating the use of paper to reduce cost and increase productivity in small and medium-sized businesses. This is episode 28 of the continuous educational series and interviews. Are you being left out as the world is digitally transforming? I hope this will give you insights when you are making the decision to go paperless, when you are digitally transforming. It is not the strongest of the species that survives, not the most intelligent that survives. It is the one that is the most adaptable to change. This was said by Sir Charles Darwin in 1809 to 1882. You would walk into an office, and all you would hear is the tap, tap, tap of the typewriter and the dring, dring, dring of the dial-up phone. People were so used to the sounds that they would find it abnormal if they walked into a silent office, which is the norm nowadays. The analog era where everything was done manually. Type a letter with a typewriter and erase an error using a whiteout. There was no delete key then. Dial-up, the telephone, tra, and again, tra, one digit after another. However long it took, we had to communicate. We had no option. And I think the attention span then was also longer. There was no hurry in Africa. We then transitioned to the tapping phone. The dial-ups were abandoned in the archives and the museums. We were introduced to the computers, which now had the delete key. No need for whiteouts and long hours of hitting on the hard stand keyboard. Tap, tap, tap. And now communication was faster than the previous era. Letters would now be received immediately through a fax machine. What an amazing transition. We were wowed. People born in this era were wondering how those museum-like dial-up phones were being used. And who had all the time to make a call and use those museum-like typewriters to type letters? The era before this, there was even training for typing speed. I wonder if now it still exists. We were falling into our comfort zone, feeling tukombele. Then voila, the internet came, the era of emails, and with it the mobile phones. Now we had the communication in our hands. We were not leaving them on our desks anymore. Communication improved tenfold. We didn't have to wait till we get into the office to make or to receive a call. Communication was at the tip of our fingers. Letters would be sent as email immediately after typing and get the reply immediately. Amazing! The workspace productivity improved, and so we thought. Really, we had reached the ultimate. Hardly had we even relaxed, the world went crazy. Social media, Facebook, WhatsApp, TikTok. You could communicate with many people at one go. You ask for help and you get it immediately. The world is now abuzz. The world of the smartphone. A digital transformation. You just tap a name, you call immediately. You send a message and feedback is immediate. Everything is moving so fast. The office space is changing. people would be operating in different parts of the world, but still be working in the same office. The office space is now global. The communication is now not only faster, but can also be translated into different world languages. We don't need to send letters that will take weeks to reach the other parts of the world. The world has become smaller. The smartphone is now the multifaceted communication tool, replacing the good old dial-up phone and the good old typewriter. What a transformation! But this is just but a small part of the digital transformation. Is your office space in the era of dial-up phone and the good old typewriter? Or you've moved to the era of the desktop tap phone and the desktop computer? Or you are dynamic and moving with the whole world into the world's digital transformation era? Support your workspace digital transformation so as not to be left behind. I hope this episode will bring value to you in the digitization strategy in your workplace. Your situation is unique. You may come with a different set of goals and challenges, but we can work together to make progress in this change process. Sometimes it can be a confusing process. And now with the electronic document management systems in place in the digital transformation space, this makes it difficult to know which one is the right one, because there are so many in the marketplace. Make sure you understand your situation before putting aside finances to purchase one, which might not be the right fit. And this can be a very costly affair. This is where we come in, if and when the need be. Thank you so much for listening, and please, it would mean a lot to me if you'd leave a review. I'm also on this learning journey with you. Let's work together. Looking forward to our next episode. Subscribe to our show not to miss future episodes. For more of similar episodes, go to my website page, amolodocs.co.ke. And while at it, kindly rate and review the show. Leave comments on what you think of the show and related topics that will be of interest to you. Make sure you hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. Thank you again, and bye bye.